Aria. The river was a blue-green ribbon shining in the morning sun. Reeds grew thick in the shallows along the banks, and Aria saw a water snake skimming across the surface, ripples spreading out behind it as it went. Overhead, a hawk flew in lazy circles. It seemed a peaceful place, until Koss spotted the dead man. "There, in the reeds," he pointed, and Aria saw it. The body of a soldier, shapeless and swollen. His sodden green cloak had hung up on a rotted log, and a school of tiny silver fishes were nibbling at his face. "I told you there was bodies," Lommy announced. "I could taste them in that water." When Yoren saw the corpse, he spat.
"Dubber, see if he's got anything worth the taking. Mail, knife, a bit of coin, what have you?"
He spurred his gelding and rode out into the river. But the horse struggled in the soft mud, and beyond the reeds the water deepened. Yoren rode back angry, his horse covered in brown slime up to the knees.
"We won't be crossing here. Koss, you'll come with me upriver, look for a ford. What? Geraint, you go downstream. The rest of you, wait here. Put a guard out."
Dobber found a leather purse in the dead man's belt. Inside were four coppers and a little hank of blonde hair tied with a red ribbon.